Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cooking Joe with Bob Pompiani in his backyard amid the tweeting birds and wind chimes. If you miss any part of the show, at any time, you can go to the radio.com app and go to the rewind function. Great function. Anything you missed in the previous 24 hours, that's your ticket to getting it. The rewind app at radio.com. That app is a must-have. All right. Antonio Brown. I don't think we've talked about him in, minutes, I don't think. Deion Sanders has a new mission, apparently. Pro Football Talk with this story, I believe. He says, Antonio, he's working out with AB. This was actually Deion put it out on social media. Working with his game, his life, his thoughts on his tomorrow and on Antonio Brown. I can't wait to witness this comeback story called A, B, and C, S-E-E. I know what I know, and I pray you all get to see what I know to be true about Antonio Brown. Ron, what do you make of this?
Antonio can be very charming, I guess. We saw that when he was here. And at certain times, he could be absolutely charming. And it sounds to me like he's out there fooling a lot of people. You know, this is how many quarterbacks, have come out? Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson came out. I'd love to have him on my team. He can be very charming. I just personally think it's a real sales job, and I'm not surprised that Deion's trying to help him, but I'm going to stick to my story. I don't see him signing with somebody, Bob. Maybe he will. Maybe he will, but I don't know that that's going to happen.
Well, there's always a temptation there, guys, and when you watch, I saw something on Instagram from him the other day, and I was very impressed with his still immaculate route running, his catching in traffic. They had guys out there trying to defend him, and I realize it's only one-on-one, but if you look at that and if you're a team that feels you need like somebody to come in and help you on the wide receiving front, I still maintain, as I have from the beginning, that no team will bring him in for a lot of reasons. Number one is the suspension that will inevitably happen, but number two, the stuff that's trailed him everywhere he's gone. He's had opportunities. He's ended those opportunities by his own actions. And I think people are aware of that. He's also 32 now. But if you look at the tape, Joe, it looks like he still has an ability to do what has to be done on the football field. If you can separate with the rest of it, somebody out there may be tempted to do it. And quarterbacks everywhere, from Haskins to Wilson in Seattle, they all seem to want him in because he gives them an option that would be better than probably most on their team.
Yeah, I didn't realize he is actually about to turn 32 in July, July 10th. It's unreal how fast that went, isn't it? He seems like he's much younger, but I agree. I mean, he can still play. That's the most important thing and will be the most important thing for a lot of teams. But as Florio said, there's three incidents here that still apparently are being investigated. They certainly haven't been adjudicated in any way, civil or otherwise. So we have allegations of sexual assault and rape contained in a civil lawsuit that's been pending since September. Then came the alleged harassment of a woman who shared details of an AB encounter. Remember that Sports Illustrated story. Florio writes that. And earlier this year was arrested and charged after an incident with the driver of a moving truck. So are all of these, as far as the league is concerned, investigated and resolved? It doesn't appear that way. That's a lot to investigate and resolve. So, Ron, until that happens, until a team can call up Roger Goodell and say, hey, we're thinking about bringing this guy in, how long is he going to be out, then nothing can really happen.
That's what I've said all along, Joe, and I don't know that the league wants him back in it. Goodell, and you know he's quit on teams. The other thing you got to think of too, if you are thinking about signing him, Bob, is what kind of a contract do you give him? It's got to be what, incentive laden, right? I mean, there's no way.
Right, and that hurts.
You know, way you can give him anything but an incentive laden contract. And what happens if they don't throw him the ball enough? Does he pout? Does he take his football and go home? I certainly think if I'm thinking of bringing him in, that has to be a consideration for me, Joe.
All of it does. I just think that when it comes to NFL teams bringing in a guy who can help them win in a big way, I think he's probably still a great player, probably the minute he walks back onto the field. They don't really let anything get in their way, honestly. I've seen too many examples of that. So the question for me then would become, can he hold a job? And I'm not so sure that he can. 412-928-9370. So much to talk about today. I mentioned earlier college basketball coach from North Carolina talking about the silence he sees among Power 5 white coaches. Now, some of that silence has been broken. Let's get into all of that coming up here on Cook and Joe. Bob with us today. And sometimes, I'm going to get into this too, sometimes where to go with all this can be a challenge. Sort of let you behind the scenes here a little bit. That's coming up as well. Congratulations, 2020 high school seniors. We want to salute you. To pay tribute to the high school class of 2020, we're creating a virtual album of high school seniors from around the area. You can submit your senior selfie online and view the album at 937thefan.com/seniors. Our salute to high school seniors is brought to you by Pittsburgh Institute of Aeronautics, Always Best Care, St. Vincent de Paul, Omega Federal Credit Union, JP Roofing, and Carlo University. Fan Hotline brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall and Capitis. Bob, are you tweeting? That would be the perfect background for you to actually tweet. You could have the real sound effects behind you.
Yeah, that would be true, but I'm not. And I did make one tweet about just there was only one case today on the COVID-19 front here in Allegheny County and no deaths. That's encouraging. But no, largely I'm just sitting here listening to the birds. They do, provide almost a melodic way of getting into the day. It's interesting to me. They seem to react to one another. Ron, I'm trying to figure out, oh no, I see a woodpecker.
Woodpecker?
Too. Now he just flew over to that. My neighbor's area. He better not come over here.
He's saying, there's the guy I'm going to torment sitting in his backyard. I'm going to make his life miserable.
Hang on. I got to leave you for a second, okay? I'll be right back.
Good luck, Bob. It's Cook and Joe and Bob.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.